Get ready for Var Reeve Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, the new 101.3 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Now, Var Reeve Sports on The General.
Good evening, everybody. It is Basketball Friday night here in the state of Indiana. Tonight, we are in Oakland City, where the Var Reeve Vikings, 11-2 on the season, in town to take on the Wood Memorial Trojans in a Blue Chip Conference contest. Good evening, everybody. I'm Mike DeCourcy, joined by the coach of the Vikings, Josh Thompson. Coach, it's been 7 days since the 62-53 win against your arch rivals in Ligoti, but back to work tonight.
Absolutely, and you know, we took Saturday off just kind of in anticipation of the weather, but also just an opportunity to give the guys a day off. And we got back to work on Monday. I really liked our week of practice. Monday was pretty good. Tuesday was so-so, but Wednesday and Thursday were really good. And last night we had some of the better defensive energy that we've had in practice this year. And, you know, I really give a lot of credit to our seniors, but especially Isaac Wagler. We talked this week about different things we needed to do to start getting ourselves prepared for late February and early March. And he and the other seniors did a really good job of leading us this week in practice and improving our energy on the defensive end.
You know, one of the things that we've always talked about at Var Reeve is we're really blessed here as a community to play in a lot of big games and a lot of different sports. And in basketball, you know, not only do you have your tournament games, but I think you've got, you know, that opening night game at the Hatchet House, which is always a lot of fun and a huge crowd. Then you got your arch rivals right next to us, Ligoti. Tomorrow night, of course, you got the Buggy Bowl with the Cougars up the road, another rivalry game. But, you know, you got to take care of business tonight here in Oakland City if you want to make tomorrow night at North Davies a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And, you know, having coached at Wood before, I know that this is a big game for them. You know, it's a big game for their community. It's going to be a big game. They got a first-year head coach there that I'm sure this week has put a lot of emphasis on this game tonight. And, you know, our guys are going to have to come out and be ready to play, but – you know, the second most important media guy this weekend, Jeremiah Johnson, that works for the Indiana Pacers, yourself being the number one guy, he and I talked earlier this week about the Buggy Bowl game and talked about how that's a big game for our kids and for our community. But the thing that I told Jeremiah is it's there's no doubt we get everybody's best shot, and tonight will be no different. This is a basketball team that beat Ligoti earlier in the year, beat a decent North Posey team in their tournament, and got to the championship game of the Toyota Classic this year. So this is a group of kids that, you know, is going to be hungry tonight, and they're going to be pushed.
When you talk about Wood Memorial, basically starts and stops with Paxton Bartley.
Yeah, you know, they've got some other kids that can do some things, but, you know, when you have Paxton Bartley out there that's capable of getting 35 to 40 points on any given night, and he's averaging right under 30, probably within the next week and even potentially this weekend, he could become the all-time leading scorer down there in Gibson County, definitely following in the footsteps of his family, his aunt who played at Louisville, and obviously his dad who was a really good athlete, and his grandfather who's the all-time leading scorer there in the school corporation, Larry Harris, a longtime coach down there. So, yes, we're going to have to do a good job on Paxton, but make sure that those other guys don't hurt us in ways that they can. And it's not going to just be one guy. You know, Isaac's going to draw the start on him. You'll probably see Gabe on him at times, Hagan off the bench on him. But it's going to have to be a good collective team effort to get Paxton slowed down and stop the Trojans tonight.
Anything specifically the Vikings worked on to clean up in practice this week?
Well, you know, last week we wanted to speed the game up a little bit, and we obviously didn't score the basketball very well in the first half. Some of that was due to our poor shooting from the foul line. And it's sometimes hard to get your press, definitely hard to get your press, but even your half-court stuff set up in transition if you don't score. So obviously we got to make sure that we put the ball in the basket. But we've worked on some things to speed the game up, to get better in our trapping situations, in our presses, and in our half-court traps. So that was something that we worked on. But just overall energy on the defensive end, because even when we were guarding Ligoti in man-to-man, we got burned on some backdoors, we got burned on some shuffle cuts, and those are things that good defensive teams don't get burned on. So we really worked and focused on that this week.
Starters tonight?
We'll start the same way we have been. Bryson at the one, Gabe at the two, Isaac at the three, Austin at the four, and Keegan in the post.
All right, Coach, best of luck tonight, and hopefully we're talking to you after a big Bari Viking victory.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, it's Bari basketball coach Josh Thompson. Vikings getting ready tonight to take on Wood Memorial here in Oakland City. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout, and when we come back, more of the pregame show, Bari and Wood getting ready. Back to Oakland City after this timeout.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666. JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
January is all about Jeeps at the Washington Chrysler Center as Jeep Days are back in full swing with great savings on all Jeep models. Choose from a large selection of new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokees arriving daily, the hottest seller on the block. Or how about the 2018 Jeep Renegade loaded with all the bells and whistles as low as $21,199? The new 2019 Jeep Latitude starts at $22,458 and unbelievable year-end clearance savings on all Jeep Wranglers. Jump on board and hold on in a new Jeep during Jeep Days in January at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Back at Oakland City, Wood Memorial High School, I'm Mike DeCourcy, joined by my friend, my pal, my amigo, my boss, IHSAA Board of Director member, Bari Principal Jeff Doyle. Good evening, Mr. Doyle.
Good evening, Mr. DeCourcy. A little blue chip conference action tonight. Double dip this weekend for the Vikings as they've got a night game tonight, a little afternoon matinee tomorrow, so a big weekend of basketball.
Yeah, certainly a big weekend, a big double weekend. It's always been a fun weekend. You've got the Cougars coming up in the Buggy Bowl tomorrow, but just like Coach Thompson talked about in his pregame interview, if you want to make tomorrow night a really big, really fun game, you got to come down here and you got to take care of Wood Memorial first.
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of those nights where you got to rely on your senior leaders and your leaders of your team to have your team ready. You can't come in and be looking at the records. Wood Memorial comes in with a record of 3-9, Bar Eve 11-2. Sagarin's got it at Bar Eve's a 27-point favorite. But looking at their scores, you know, they've had nights when they've played some pretty good competition really well. You know, we just played Ligoti last Friday night, you know, a game that went down to the last final minutes. Ligoti came down here, had a, I believe, a 9-point lead going in the last quarter and ended up losing down here. So anytime you're on the road and you're playing a team with a guy that can get 30 points any night, you better be ready to play.
Yeah, and that's the Wood Memorial Trojans, Paxson Bartley,
coming into the contest tonight, averaging almost 30 points a game, 29 points a night. As a matter of fact, he is 54 points away from breaking the Gibson County scoring record, that scoring record held by his grandfather, Larry Harris, University of Evansville player, and just got done talking to his dad, Johnny Bartley. Johnny, the coach of the Wood Memorial Trojans. Lady Trojans won a state title back in 2017. So an athletic family, obviously, but I think obviously a pretty good kid who's been, you got good parents, and I know his mom is a good person, and Johnny Bartley, one of the nicest guys in the business.
Well, it never hurts when you grow up around the game that, you know, you're going to kind of have a basketball mind and a basketball IQ, and then you couple that with some athletic ability. You know, his dad was a high jump champion in the state of Indiana, ran track at IU, so his son inherited his dad's, I guess you would say, hops, and he's had a couple of good posterizations that you've seen on Twitter over the last couple of years. You know, I'm sure this is the senior year he envisioned. The last 3 years he's played on really good teams, and then this year not so much. But, you know, they still have a lot to play for. They've got a very winnable sectional, especially with him on the team. So I'm sure you're going to hear some good things from Wood Memorial before the end of this year.
Yeah, certainly. Looking at their sectional, you've got – it's really, you look down through the teams, of course, you know, Wood Memorial's capable, Evansville Day School capable, Springs Valley, the defending state, or defending sectional champions, Northeast Dubois, any of these teams on a given night, depending on the right draw, can do it. And, I know Wood Memorial dropped a contest to Evansville Day on a last second shot. Certainly a lot to play for.
Right, absolutely. And so, you know, I'm starting to get a good, a better read on this Bar Eve team. They're starting to play better basketball. Last week, you know, the first half was a little ragged, but a lot of that, you probably go back, and if you hit those free throws, maybe it doesn't look so ragged, and you're playing a quality opponent. And that, I just thought our offensive efficiency second half was much greater than what it was in the first half. So I thought we put together some good stretches of basketball. I thought we defended well and closed out that game very well. So it's going to be interesting to see if we can start, you know, kind of piecing it together and take longer stretches of time where we're playing, you know, kind of what Coach Thompson would, you know, any coach would term, you know, good basketball. So, you know, we haven't played bad basketball, but we're just looking for more consistent, higher-level basketball for an entire game. So this will be a good test for us to see if we can come out and do that.
Certainly a big day tomorrow. I'll just let you talk about it, but it's basketball day in Indiana, and don't want to get too political or make anybody mad out there. I certainly feel like our current governor, Eric Holcomb, he's taken a lot of the issues that both sides in the state of Indiana have gotten fired up about, you know, recently, and he's kind of put those to the side and focused on things that people, you know, there's commonalities, and since he's been governor, one of the things that they started to do is basketball day in Indiana, and if that's to curry some type of political favor, well, job well done in this part of the state, because I know people are fired up about it tomorrow.
Yeah, it's something. I'm not sure if this is the third or fourth year, but it's starting to get more and more momentum. I know last year you had Romeo Langford playing in it, playing Silver Creek, and, you know, this year we were lucky enough to play, and we're going to play North Davies up there. Back in September when I went up to an IHSA meeting, Chris Kaufman, one of the assistant commissioners, he asked me, you know, hey, would North Davies be, or would Bar Eve North Davies be interested in playing this game? I was like, oh, yeah, absolutely. I think Coach Dalrymple and Coach Thompson would be all go for it. So it's really neat for these kids, and I know there's a lot of, you know, Bar Eve fans out there that, you know, they live so far away, it's just not feasible for them to get to see the Vikings very often. You know, maybe when Bar Eve makes those runs up to Conseco or something like that, they get to watch a Bar Eve game. But it's going to be nice for our fans to watch us on TV, and it's going to be nice for fans in Indiana to experience the Buggy Bowl.
Yeah, certainly, and you know, on our way down here tonight at dinner, Viking Superintendent Travis Madison talking about you know, in a group message, you know, Travis, of course, a WC guy in high school, but friends with a lot of Bar Reev guys, and you know, these Bar Reev guys live all over the country, and talking in this group text message about how they're so excited tomorrow in South Carolina and Las Vegas and other places where, you know, they're Fox Sports subscribers. They get to watch the Vikings on TV tomorrow.
Yeah, they're going to have a couple viewing parties. So
yeah, they said there's going to be a lobster boil or something down in South Carolina. I think that's where that one
was.
Yeah,
Greg and Jeff Hayes, I think they're going to be hosting that one. So it's just really neat. It's nice for these kids to experience an atmosphere like that. And I know you were talking about John Mullen, who teaches up at North Davies, was just talking about, boy, the gym really looks good. They're all set up for the game. And, you know, the gym looks great. And they're just ready for it. And it's going to be a neat day. You got Southridge is going to play up there. You got Vincent's Lincoln's girls are up there. And then, of course, Bar Reeve, North Davies. You got the IU-Purdue game. And then you got the Pacer game finishing off the day. So it is quite – it's a celebration of basketball in Indiana.
All right. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. And when we come back, more of the pregame show, Vikings and Wood Memorial getting ready. Back to Oakland City after this two-minute timeout.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Back at Oakland City Wood Memorial High School alongside Bar Reeve Principal Jeff Doyle. I am Mike DeCourcy and still getting ready. Bar Reeve and Wood Memorial getting ready, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, we got 3 minutes up on the clock. Both teams getting their final instructions from their coach. Wood Memorial with a new coach this year. Do we know much about him, Coach DeCourcy?
Dustin George is all I know. I have not, you know, you would think being as close as we are with Coach Thompson right down the hall, we maybe could have went and got a little bit of scouting report, but I did not. So, you know, of course, last year Wood Memorial had two seasons with Kevin Minky on the sideline. Of course, Kevin was one of Josh's assistants and JV coaches, and Kevin, like so many others, not just left coaching, left the teaching profession entirely. So went to work for a company and his family, and talked to him a little bit this fall. Coach Minky's he scouted for the Vikings some this year, so still involved, but a good guy last year. But as far as the new staff, don't know much, Coach Doyle.
Okay, and you know, you talk about this Wood Memorial game the last 2-3 years, it's been a big game because it's always been a game where you think, hey, we'll probably, you know, if we're lucky enough to win a sectional, this is probably a regional opponent.
Yeah.
And it still could be that way this year. You know, if Bar Reeve would happen to get out of their sectional, I think it's not out of the realm of possibility that Wood Memorial, and we talked about that a little bit But this is a Wood Memorial team that the year the Viking Nation brought home a state title, beat Wood Memorial in a championship game of the regional. And I know, you know, a lot of people, that was a big key playing Wood Memorial in that run, because in the morning they had upset an Orleans team that Bar Eve had previously split with in the year. And that was kind of a game that everybody was kind of pointing to that, boy, that could be a potential roadblock towards the state title. And, you know, Wood Memorial came out and had the big upset and took out an Orleans team. And then, of course, we handled business that night with Wood Memorial. But, you know, it's just kind of funny how things play out.
Yeah, and, of course, that Wood Memorial coach back in 2015, Josh Thompson, as that was when Paxson Bartley was in the eighth grade. He had that good group of freshmen. And
Connor's Severe was the center that,
yeah,
that night.
They ran all the way to the regional championship game and had a great game plan that morning against Orleans, who, as you mentioned, Viking Nation, that was going to be the game. That was the game, Coach Doyle. Well, real quickly, tonight's Prescription for Success brought to you by the Prescription Shop in Washington. Coach Doyle, what do the Vikings need to do to get out of here with a win?
I think it comes down to, you know, what's the preparation been tonight to get ready, the mental focus? So if our mental focus is there and we're paying attention to detail, we're going to come out victorious tonight.
All right, mental focus, attention to detail. Tonight's Prescription for Success brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. We're going to take another two-minute timeout, and when we come back, starting lineups in the opening tip. Back to Wood Memorial right after this.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Helping small plants, animals, and people grow is the essence of farming. Nationwide knows farmers do right by their land, livestock, and crops. It's what you do. Your local agent is here to help, partnering with the number one farm insurer in the nation, Nationwide. We stand for you. This is Mary Hathaway at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today for a free quote at 812-254-1987.
Nationwide Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back at Wood Memorial High School alongside Jeff Doyle, I am Mike DeCourcy, getting ready for Bar Eve and Wood Memorial Blue Chip Conference game here tonight. Starters getting ready to be introduced. Bar Eve in what I would still consider to be the best uniforms in all of high school sports. Black jerseys, black shorts, black shoes, black socks. As Coach Thompson said in the pregame interview, they are going to go like this tonight. Starting at one guard, Bryson Graber. Bryson, a 6'3 sophomore, starting at the point guard position. He's joined tonight in the starting lineup by Gabe Gladish. Gabe, 6'1 and a senior. Also in the starting lineup tonight, third guard, that's Isaac Wagler. Isaac, 6 feet and a senior. A pair of forwards tonight for the Vikings, Austin Ainsco. Ainsco, 6'6 and a senior. And in the middle tonight, Keegan O'Neill. Keegan, 6'8", and a junior. Vikings coached by Josh Thompson, assisted by Dean Scott, Eric Yoder, Craig Knepp, and Trey Showalter. Starting lineups just around the corner for Wood Memorial. And, of course, we talked about everything with Wood Memorial kind of starts and stops with Paxson Bartley.
Yeah, absolutely. Paxson comes into tonight's game with 1,540 points. He's 54 points away from getting the East Gibson school record, which he already has the school record, but the consolidated school record belongs to his grandfather, Larry Harris. So he's 54 points away from that. So let's hope he does not break that tonight.
And how close is he to the entire Gibson County scoring record?
He's a little over 70 points. I think it's a Chavis over at
okay.
Princeton.
All right, so he's going to get that too. Good deal. All right, starting lineup tonight for Wood Memorial. Colton Page going to start at one guard position. He's 6'1 and a sophomore. Joined in the starting lineup tonight by Logan Keeker. Keeker, a 5'11 junior. Of course, Paxson Bartley. Bartley, 6'3 and a senior. Also in the starting lineup tonight is number 24. That is Cam Salmon. He's a 5'11 senior. And rounding out the starting lineup tonight, Harden Hunter. Hunter, 5'11 and a senior. And as we mentioned, Wood Memorial led by Dustin George in his first season on the sideline. So Vikes do have a size advantage in this one. You know, Pax and Gladish, AAU teammates, out there yucking it up a little bit pregame. It's going to be Ainsco and Bartley standing in the center circle. Tip tonight brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington. And tip is up, controlled by the Vikings. Bryson Graber with it. Looks like Wood Memorial going to start man-to-man. Gladish has it out on the wing. Isaac Wagler now on the left side. Bryson Graber, top of the key. Gabe Gladish down in the post to Ainsco. Ainsco going to spin, lay it up, no good. And rebounded by Wood Memorial, and the Trojans, they want to run it. And Wood Memorial going to go against this Bar Eve man-to-man defense. Hunter with the basketball. Over to Page. Bartley's got it. He's guarded by Isaac Wagler. Just a little ball reversal right here, starting off by Wood Memorial. And it's pretty clear they want to get the basketball to Paxson Bartley at some point here.
Yeah, absolutely. And Isaac Wagler drawing the defensive assignment so far, so Bartley's trying to go down the post. He does pop out here at three-point line to get the ball.
Bartley's got it. Isaac Wagler going to rip it. Ball on the floor. Ainsco, and it's going to be picked back off. Wood Memorial going to lay it up. No good. Ainsco going to pick it up. Here comes Bryson Graber. Good hustle right there by Austin Ainsco.
Keegan good pass by Bryson into Keegan. They're going to get a charge.
And they're going to say Keegan lowered his shoulder on Bartley.
And I didn't get a good look at that, so I'm not really sure. But Keegan's just got to be smart now. He's got one. And Bari's going to start out with a little full-court pressure.
It's like kind of a 1-2-2 deal here. Wood Memorial has picked up their dribble. Now a little trap, going to be skipped over. Bartley's got it. Wood Memorial trapped again. Ball on the floor. Ainsco going to pick that up. Get it off to Keegan. Here comes Bryson. No score. Minute and a half gone. Bryson Graber. Isaac's got it. Down to Gladish. Gladish on the baseline. Going to step back. Fire a three. No good. Ainsco going to run it down. Isaac going to pick it up. Gabe going to set for another triple. That one going to be long. Ainsco going to pick it up. Lay it in. There's Ainsco on the boards again. Two offensive rebounds in that possession.
Yeah, Austin's just he's just so active on the boards. Didn't get boxed out. Went over the top of the defender and was able to lay it right back in.
Another steal. Gladish going to pick that one up. Get it off to Isaac. Bounces it down to Bryson. Ainsco going to step in for a three. In and out. No good. And they're going to get the second foul on Keegan O'Neill. He's going to bump Salmon on the rebound. That's two quick ones on Keegan.
Yeah, just kind of the wrong place at the wrong time. That's a little ticky-tack, but he did bump him a little bit. He's just got it. You know, he is learning, but it's just still he's going to have to learn a little bit more. He just can't pick up those kind of fouls.
Wood Memorial with it. Three up from the corner is going to be an air ball, but a rebound air ball layup by Paxson Bartling. We're tied at two.
Yeah, Barry got the shot they wanted, just didn't get the checkout.
Quentin Yoder in the game. He's got it down on the baseline. He's guarded by Bartley. Bryson's got it in the lane. Out to Isaac. He sets for a three. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Bartley.
Boy, that's two that have just gone in and out. And, you know, the one where Keegan got the foul, Austin's was in and out too. So, I mean, if that one goes down, still have Keegan out on the floor.
Bartley. It's a little ball reversal here. Out of control right there was Harden Hunter, and he's going to lose it out of bounds. Barry's going to get it again. We're tied at two here. 4:40 left first quarter. Vikings with probably five good looks, but as you mentioned, two or three of them have gone in and out, made layup. That's all they've got to show for it here so far. Quentin Yoder, good inside seal on Bartley, lays it up and in. 4-2 Vikings.
Yeah, a lot better ball movement there. A little set there for Barry. They swung the ball, got an inside pin with Quentin Yoder there. Nice dish down from Bryson.
A little pressure here by the Vikings. Ball on the floor. Gladys going to pick it up. And Gabe over to Isaac. Good ball movement right there. Isaac lays it up and in. Good job by Gabe finding his teammate. 6-2 Vikings.
Yeah, nice unselfish pass there. Gabe probably could have shot it himself, but it would have been contested. Isaac doing a good job getting out and running the floor. Gets the layup, and Isaac gets another deflection.
He's going to save it. It's into the backcourt. Wood Memorial going to pick it up. That's all Isaac could do. Bartley going to fire a 15-footer. No good. And rebounded by Gladish. Gets it off to Isaac. Here comes Barreve. Isaac wants to run with it. No-look pass. Quentin Yoder. His shot going to be blocked, but they're going to call a foul on Bartley. And Quentin going to go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, I'd really like to see Quentin gather himself and not go underneath the rim there. If you're going to go underneath the rim, you need to shield it where you can't get blocked. He did draw the foul, but I think there he could have gone on the strong side and gone up with it.
Key with the free throw line. First one going to roll off. No good. He'll have one more.
Yeah, and this is one area that Q needs to be spending some time, and I'm sure he probably is, coming in and shooting free throws because he is going to always draw fouls down low, and he's got to be able to step up and knock these free throws down. And he's got a nice touch, so just a little bit middle right now for Q.
Got the second, 7-2. Vikings still in out, 1-2-2. Barreve really wreaking havoc with the defense. They've got that Wood Memorial ball handler cut off. They're going to wiggle out of it. And down on the baseline, Wood Memorial going to get out of it. And Colton Page going to lay it up and in. So 7-4. Gladish going to beat the defense back. Three up, no good. Ainsco had it. Quentin Yoder going to pick it up. Quentin off the glass, no good. And the Vikings just, the ball not going down, Coach Doyle. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah.
Two more good looks. There's Bartley going all the way to the rim. Layup, got it. So now it's 7-6. Bryson's got it. Good flex cut right there. Isaac going to lay it up and in. 9-6.
Yeah, nice look there. Isaac Wagler, 4 points.
Vikings staying in this pressure. Bryson almost going to rip it away. Wood Memorial picks it back up. Wood Memorial with it, still looking. And a wild shot, no good. Ainsco, and they're going to call a jump ball.
And good position there by Austin. You know, did a good job going up there. Wood Memorial defender got in there and got the ball for just a little bit, and Austin was able to take it away.
Every year there's a point of emphasis that officials focus on in Indiana high school basketball. I'm going to tell you what I want my – they're going to get another foul on Wood Memorial there. Let's see who they get it on. and
24, I believe.
That's Cam Solomon. I would hope at some point the point of emphasis by officials is cleaning up how rebounds are attacked after they're collected.
Right, because you're rewarding the defensive player there for not a good defensive play.
Another three put up, no good. That was Gladish, but Ainsco going to pick it up, lay it in, 11-6.
Gabe finding the going tough outside. I'd like to see the next offensive possession. Maybe Gabe gets a little drive going towards the bucket.
So Vikings by five. Wood Memorial baseline jumper, got it to go. Logan Keeker, 11-8. Quentin, Isaac. Isaac going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Nice unselfish pass there by Quentin as he gets Isaac almost a little bit too late. He was so low. Maybe, you know, it's kind of one of those 50-50 as far as if you want him to shoot it, do you want him to pass it there?
Yeah. He had Isaac on the cut.
It was probably a good decision. He probably just needed to do it a second sooner.
Isaac's first one rolls in and out. No good. He'll have one more.
Isaac looking for his fifth point.
Isaac bounces it a couple times. Second one. That one going to be long, and they're going to get Ainsco over the back. So Vikings. One for four from the line here in the opener, and it's 11-8. Barre by three.
Yeah, and you know, you like that you're getting to the line, but you get there, and we got to start making more of those. But it's early, one of four, so a lot of time to turn that stat around tonight.
Trojans with it. Salmon, a kick it in the corner. Keeker, and he's going to lay it up and in, 11-10. Ainsco thought he had gotten there, but that was a bad closeout on the baseline. It's just a one-point game. Quentin going to throw it away. Bartley picks it off. Here comes Wood Memorial with it. So Wood Memorial has closed it to one here.
And Barry's back to a man-to-man defense. It looks like Wood Memorial might go for the last shot.
Bartley going to back it off. Isaac Wagler's got it. Or got him on defense. Little bit of a trap. Wood Memorial going to wiggle out of it. Bartley going to go down, lay it up and in.
6 points for Paxton Bartley.
That's 12-11. Wood Memorial, that's their first lead. So we're down to 10 seconds left in the quarter. Bryson's got it. Bryson. His pass going to be tapped away. It's going to be a turnover at the buzzer. And that's going to do it. At the end of one on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 12-11 Wood Memorial. Back to Oakland City after this one-minute timeout.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Sports.
Back at Wood Memorial, not a great start for the Vikings. Coach Doyle just finding a hard time putting it in the bucket.
Yeah, they did, and they got out to a 9-4 lead, and little pressure defense, but then it started giving up some easier buckets. And then you get Paxton Bartley. He was able to get the rim. You know, he's a good player, and he's going to score some. So just got to regroup here. We got Keegan coming in. He's got two fouls. Let's see what we can do and just kind of gradually maybe start pulling away possession by possession.
We've got an officials conference at the scorer's table, and I don't understand what this would be about, Coach Doyle.
I'd say maybe about the possession arrow.
Well, Barry got the tip. There was a tie-up on the quick jump ball underneath the basket where I went on my diatribe
yes.
about attacking the rebounder. So officials still huddling over by the scoreboard. And I don't know what the conversation could be about for this length of time.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure either.
Will be Bar-E basketball. Bryson Graber over to Gladish. Ainsco's got it out high. Keegan O'Neill back in the game. Good inside seal by Keegan. Lays it up and in.
Yeah, nice job there by Bar-E. Nice little pin down by Keegan. Gets his first 2 points of the evening.
So Vikings retake the lead. Wood Memorial with the basketball again. Bartley's got it way out high. With Memorial just trying to perhaps take a little time. Salmon with it. Vikings trying to get into a trapping position here, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, they're starting to cause Wood Memorial a little bit of trouble, but they're still able to just barely get out of it each time.
And the Vikings just unable to kind of find the proper angle to get that trap set. Almost another steal by Bar-E. Wood Memorial content to take a little time here.
And this is kind of unusual. Wood Memorial typically plays at a little bit quicker pace than what they're playing tonight.
Well, that's, you know, one thing when you play somebody like Bar-E, who's number two, teams are going to do different things. Bartley going to get loose for a three, and he got it. 15-13.
And there's 9 points for Paxton Bartley.
Gladish has it. Over to Bryson. Ainsco going to drive it around everybody, lay it up and in. We're tied at 15.
Yeah, good take there by Austin Ainsco. 6 points for him.
And Hagen Knepp going to check in. Quick 30-second timeout by Bar-E. We'll go ahead and take one, too. 6:20 left, second quarter. We're tied at 15. Back to Wood Memorial after this 30-second timeout.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
Back at Wood Memorial, we're tied at 15, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, back at 15, Bar-E now putting it more of an emphasis to go inside, looking a little bit better there, but just not able to get some stops. And Wood Memorial's, you know, controlling the pace right now, and they're probably playing a pace if they feel like they can compete with Bar-E. This is the pace they need to be at, and then you get, you know, Paxton Bartley has 9 of your 15 points.
Hagen Knepp in the game. Bryson going to sit down. And they're going to get a foul on Hagen. Out near half court. That's team foul number 4 on Bar-E. Wood Memorial, Bartley's got it. Wanted to pull the trigger on a three. Now they're going to Salmon, going to fire one up. No good. Tapped around. And last touch by Isaac Wagler. Wood Memorial going to get it back.
Yeah, Bar Eve just having a hard time rebounding out of the zone, in which it does. That's the one problem with the zone. It's hard to find somebody to box out.
So it looks like straight man-to-man this time. And Wood Memorial content to take a little bit more time. Bartley's got it out high. He's guarded by Isaac. Bartley going to fire a long three. No good, but another offensive rebound by Wood. And they're going to get a foul on Ainsco. What did he block there, Coach Doyle?
Well, he blocked the ball, but, it was a clean block. But the one thing I would say, he took a big swipe at the ball, and it just looks like a foul. And the one thing Austin's got to do, though, when he gets a bad call like that, he can't be so demonstrative with his actions, because then officials see that and they target that. So, it was a poor call, but and the bad thing about it, it's the second foul, so he's going to come out with 5:16 to go. I think you'll see Austin again this quarter.
That's his second foul. Quentin back in. Next free throw is good, 16-15. Here comes Isaac Wagler with the basketball. Hagan, Quentin Yoder. Keegan's got it out high. Good pass by Isaac, and it's going to roll out. Quentin had a wide open layup.
And you can't have any better offense than that, and you just got to make those.
It's been that kind of night so far. 16-15, Wood Memorial. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebounded by Gladish. Here comes Gabe.
And Gabe's yet to score. We need to get him going a little bit.
Quentin with it, down on the baseline. Keegan, Hagan Knepp, Gladish. Gabe with it.
Now there's Keegan. Good pass by Hagan, and that's going to be 2 points.
And it rolls off, and another missed Barry layup.
You can't execute any better than that. That was a good seal by Keegan. We just got to continue looking to get the ball inside. That was a better offensive possession for Barry, but you've got that's two in a row, though, and you missed two straight layups.
Wood Memorial going to set for three on the other end, and they got it. And that was Logan Keeker, and it's 19-15, Wood Memorial by four, and Bar Eve has just shot themselves in the foot. Keegan O'Neill off the glass, no good, picks up his own rebound, got it to go, 19-17.
4 points for Keegan O'Neill. And Bar Eve's going to stay in this man-to-man defense. And you got Bryson Graber getting ready to check in at the next dead ball. Paxton Bartley's miss is no good, but he cleans it up and lays it back in. 11 points for Bartley.
21-17. Isaac Wagler. Little crossover dribble off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Quentin. He's going to lay it up. No good, but he's fouled. And he's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Nice job on the weak side glass by Quentin Yoder. Quentin with 3 points so far tonight. He's 1-2 of the line. They have two more opportunities.
So Quentin at the line. First free throw. Off, no good. Bryson Graber checks in. Isaac going to sit down. Quentin's got one more. Got the second one. 21-18. Vikings to within three.
Got 3 minutes here before halftime. Bar Eve needs a good finish to this half. You don't want to give Wood Memorial any more confidence that you've already given them so far tonight.
Salmon with it. He's guarded by Bryson. Wood Memorial just content to take a little more time. Just a couple ball reversals here. Colton Page with it, looking inside. Wanted Bartley on the lob. Going to back cut Keegan O'Neill. Gladish going to block it. But on the outlet pass, Hagen Knepp not looking for it. Turnover, Bari. This has been a frustrating outing so far, Jeff Doyle.
Yeah, it really has. You know, Bari gets off to a good start, and they can't sustain it. Up 9-4, and now Gabe Gladish commits the foul right there. That's going to be the sixth, so the next foul with Memorial will be in the bonus.
So Wood Memorial with the basketball. Hagen almost picks one away. Wood Memorial going to squirm out of it, and that's where Bari's got to do it. They've got to do it on defense because offensively the ball is just not going in the basket so far. Jensen Whitmer at the scorer's table getting ready to check in. We're under 2 minutes here in the opening half. And Wood Memorial just taking some more time, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, they are. And they get the matchup they like, and they lob it down to Paxson Bartley, and he lays it in. And that's 13 for Bartley, a five-point lead for Wood Memorial.
Bryson, Gabe, pull up, 15-footer. Bounces out, no good. Of course it rolls out. In and out.
Well, you thought you were going to get the friendly roll there, and it just goes down and comes right back out.
We're at a minute 10 left in the opening half. 23-18, Wood Memorial by five.
And if you're Bar Eve, you can't get desperate. And what I mean by that is you're just switching everything and then you start giving up backdoor layups. You want to put some pressure on them, but you still got to have your weak side principles. You don't want to give up layups.
Trojans still with it. They're going to try to take the last shot of the first half. Bartley's got it out high. We're at 30. Bartley going to get it off to Page in the corner. And Hagen Knapp going to force an over and back. And Jensen Whitmer, Isaac Wagler going to check in. Hagen and Quentin going to sit down. So 28 seconds left. Bryson Graber with the basketball.
Barrie had the last shot in the first quarter. Didn't get a good one off. Let's see if they can do a better job executing here. Really need a bucket going into halftime.
All right, we're at 10. Isaac Wagler, backdoor layup, got it. Good pass right there by Bryson. Bartley going to fire one length of the floor, no good. So Barrie does get a bucket, but the Vikings, a cold shooting first half. Wood Memorial taking time off the clock, and at halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 23-20 Wood Memorial. Halftime tonight brought to you by the Montgomery Medical Associates, Dr. Merle's Holzapple, across the street from Bar Eve High School in Montgomery. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout, and when we come back, Jeff Doyle will have the halftime statistics, and we'll set up the second half. 23-20, Wood Memorial leads it at halftime. Back to Oakland City after this 3-minute timeout.
Did you realize that you're able to make changes to your Medicare prescription drug coverage each year without answering health questions? These changes can only be made October 15th through December 7th. You may change plans or carriers as your medications could have changed during the year. I'm Marilyn McCullough, the health insurance specialist at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call to review your current coverage to ensure that you're getting the best coverage for the best price. 812-254-1987 or stop by my office at 514 East Main in Washington.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelly Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Odin-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Odin-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barre Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barre Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Brewerton Club.
Back at Wood Memorial, 23-20, the Trojans lead it here at halftime. And Coach Doyle, Vikings just cold shooting.
Yeah, definitely cold shooting. And, you know, you let a team like this get some confidence. And, you know, Wood Memorial is playing really well. And, you know, and we knew they had, you know, with Bartley, they had a capable player there, and the other guys, they're playing the role, so, you know, making it tough. And then when you're missing some shots that you normally do, you know, what was a 5-6 point lead where, you know, you thought maybe you could grow that some, then before you know it, you're down one or two, and now you're down three. So we did get that bucket at the end of the half. It's going to be Wood Memorial ball coming out the half, but, you know, you've – good news is no one has three fouls, so you have all your players. You have Ainsco and Keegan O'Neill with two fouls, so I'm sure there's going to be an emphasis of putting the ball inside. But with that, I'll give the halftime stats. Leading Barre with 6 points apiece is Isaac Wagler and Austin Ainsco. Isaac got his on 3 2-point buckets for his 6 points. Isaac's 0-2 of the free throw line. Austin got his 6 points, also on 3 2-point buckets. He has no free throw attempts. Keegan O'Neill got 2 quick fouls. He did come back the start of the second quarter, did get going a little bit. 4 points for Keegan on 2 2-point field goals. Quentin Yoder came off the bench for some quality action. Quentin with a bucket and also 2 of 4 from the line for his 4 points. For the Wood Memorial Trojans, they're led in scoring by their senior sensation, Paxton Bartley. Bartley with 13 points. He has 5 2-pointers and a 3-pointer. Logan Keeker with 7 points. Keeker with 2 2-point field goals and a 3-pointer for the 5'11 junior. Colton Page, the 6'1 sophomore, with a field goal for 2 points. And then Griffin Park was 1 of 2 at the free throw line for 1 point. At the end of one quarter, it was Wood Memorial 12, Barre 11. And then the second quarter, Wood Memorial was able to outscore Barre 11-9 for a 23-20 halftime advantage.
All right. Well, fits the halftime locker room and you're in there, Coach Doyle, what are you talking about?
Well, you're going to talk, you know, the defense hasn't been bad, but when we've had shots go up for Wood Memorial, we haven't done a great job getting the offense or getting the defensive rebounds, so we've got to clean that up. And then defensively, I think we're going too quick. Just, you know, we're not getting ball reversals. We need a couple ball reversals. We do that, we're going to get the ball inside anytime we want. And if they double down, let's kick it back out to a shooter. You know, we're yet to hit a three-point basket. Right now, Gabe Gladish hasn't had any field goals, so you got to get Gabe going some. You know, he did have a couple of nice assists, but we need to get some more point production out of him. And, you know, we want to get the game a little bit more in our pace.
Jeff Doyle, what do you think about this shuck-a-duck thing?
Well, it's kind of like the new sensation now. I mean, didn't they have it at the Graber Post? They had some kind of game up there. So, you know, is this something that we need to bring to Kavanaugh Court, Mr. DeCourcy? Is that what you're clamoring for?
That's where Coach Ash has got to be the one that, you know, he's ultimately in charge of those decisions. Well, at halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, we're aiming for a longer halftime here, evidently. It's 23-20, Wood Memorial. We're going to go ahead and take another three-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll set up the second half. Bar Eve and Wood Memorial here in Oakland City. Back to Wood Memorial High School after this three-minute timeout.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
Is all about Jeeps at the Washington Chrysler Center as Jeep Days are back in full swing with great savings on all Jeep models. Choose from a large selection of new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokees arriving daily, the hottest seller on the block. Or how about the 2018 Jeep Renegade loaded with all the bells and whistles as low as $21,199? The new 2019 Jeep Latitude starts at $22,458, an unbelievable year-end clearance savings on all Jeep Wranglers. Jump on board and hold on in a new Jeep during Jeep Days in January at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Hallzapple and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
Back at Wood Memorial, second half just about to get underway, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, it's, you know, we'll see what kind of fire the Vikings come out with, see what kind of defense they come out with. thing is, if you get, you can't get impatient and then start gambling on defense, it's fine to get traps and stuff like that, but you've got to have one person back, you know, a Keegan O'Neal or Austin Ainsco guarding the paint where you just don't give up layups. I think we can speed them up and maybe get some deflections, but our guys were just not ready to shoot those passing lanes, so maybe we can do a little bit better job of that. You're not going to get it all back at one point, so you just got to gradually get yourself back in this game. And I say gradually, you're in the game. It's you know, gradually.
You don't want you can't throw a knockout in one possession, is
right.
What you're trying to say.
Yes.
And Gladish going to get to a passing lane, going to grab a steal, lay it up and in. And it's 23-22, so that's a good way to get it started.
Yeah, good start there by the senior and getting it done on the defensive end. And Gabe Gladish is going to draw the assignment of guarding Paxton Barley.
So Barley just man-to-man on defense here. Almost a steal by Bryson Graber. Had a deflection for just a second. Hunter's got it now. Setting a little back screen for him. They're trying to get Bartley with it in the high post. Bartley's got it now. He's checked by Gladish. Down on the baseline. Double meets him there. Wood Memorial going to back it out. And Keegan O'Neal going to block the shot out of bounds. Good defense right there by Keegan. Just stayed low, beat his man to a spot. Didn't swing down on the ball. And on the inbounds, Isaac going to foul Cam Salmon.
Yeah, Wood Memorial was able to get a cutter down to the opposite block, and Isaac went up and got him a little bit on the arm, so two shots.
He got the first one to go, 24-22.
That's Salmon's first point of the night.
Second free throw is long, rebounded by Ainsco. Here comes Bryson. Over to Isaac. Gabe's got it, top of the key. Bryson on the right side now. Ainsco. Going to hit a cutting Isaac Wagler. His shot no good. Keegan going to pick it up and lose it out of bounds. Barry going to get it.
Yeah, good hustle.
Memorial gonna get it.
Good hustle there by Keegan. Don't get down on yourself. He made a nice cut, got the loose ball, and just went out of his hands. It looked like he was going to go up for two. But I like the hustle out of Keegan. Just got to stay positive.
So Wood Memorial with the basketball. With a two-point lead. 6:20 left here in the third quarter. Bartley's got it way out high, guarded by Gabe Gladish. Some dribble handoffs here. Bartley. Ball going to be picked off. Here comes Bryson with it. Bryson down to Isaac. Layup. Got it. We're tied at 24. As you mentioned, it's got to start at the defensive end, and the Vikes have done a good job of that so far here in the second half.
Yeah, already forcing two turnovers. That's 8 points, by the way, for Isaac Wagler. Looking to become the first Viking in double figures.
With Memorial with it, Bartley's got it on the right side. Checked by Gladish. And he's going to throw up a wild shot, and they're going to bail him out.
Yeah, and Gabe has got to know better than that. He went, and I don't know if they're going to get Gabe on that. I would think they did. No, they're not going to get Gabe on that. It was on Isaac, but Gabe cannot swing at a jump shooter. That's just not a smart play, but Isaac Wagler.
That's not on Isaac. That's on Ainsco.
Oh, it's on Ainsco.
That's his third.
So that's a big foul there.
Bartley got the first one to go, 25-24. Bartley second, going to roll off. Isaac going to grab the rebound. Off to Bryson. Isaac's got it on the right side. Gladish. Over to Ainsco. Bryson's got it. Gladish. In the lane. Pull up. No good. Rebounded by Bartley.
Yeah, Gabe was trying to draw a foul there, did a good job, and it got a shot there in the lane, just couldn't get the fall.
So Bartley with it again. Salmon's got it out high. Just a bunch of cutters here for Wood Memorial. And down the lane goes Hunter, knocks in a little floater, and it's 27-24 again.
Yeah, and that's Hunter's first 2 points. And inside to Keegan O'Neill, he's going to be double-teamed. And that was an easy call there. Keegan extended his arm, and a charge is going to be called against Keegan. That's his third foul.
And Quentin Yoder checking in. Hagen Knepp checking in. Ainsco and O'Neill check out with their third fouls. So Wood Memorial with a 3-point lead in the ball. 4:15 left here in the third quarter. Hunter's got it.
And this is where, if you're Bar Reeve, you want to put pressure on him, but you don't want to chase the ball so much that you just pick up all kinds of fouls. It's already 3 fouls to none. And we just give a baseline drive, no help.
And Hunter just went right around. Bryson Graber laid it up and in. Quentin Yoder, little shot from the block. Going to knock it in, 29-26. Bartley down on the baseline. Salmon going to kick it back out. Wood Memorial. Bartley, wild shot, bounces off, no good. They're going to get a foul over the back on Colton Page. His first foul this half on the Trojans. Keyshawn Whitmer checking in. Bryson going to sit down.
Keyshawn getting his first action of the night.
Gladish has it on the right side, out to Hagen. Keyshawn down to Quentin. His shot going to be blocked.
Yeah.
And that's the shot fake right there. Bartley came over from the weak side.
Yeah, Quentin's just got to go right up with it. He doesn't need the shot fake there. Nice defensive play by Bartley.
So 29-26, Wood Memorial. We're under 3 minutes left here in the quarter. Bartley, Page, Wood Memorial just taking more time, Keeker with it, guarded by Quentin Yoder, hands it off to Bartley. Bartley, over to Keeker, ball going to be picked up, here comes Keyshawn Whitmer, off to Isaac, layup, got it, good job by Keyshawn getting out in the passing lane, 29-28.
There's 10 points for Isaac Wagler. He gets in double figures. And you just feel if maybe Bar Reeve could get the lead, maybe Wood Memorial won't be quite as patient.
And that's been the whole thing. Bar Reeve has been so cold offensively. Wood Memorial can afford to play at this pace.
And I'll give Wood Memorial a lot of credit. They are making some hard cuts as Isaac Wagler knocks the ball away.
And it's going to be picked back up by Wood Memorial, and Wood going to throw it back out of bounds.
Yeah, some good hustle there by Isaac Wagler. He knocked it away, but he had a slide for it, so he didn't travel. He had to get rid of it as soon as he got it and threw it to the Wood Memorial player. They came down on a fast break. They had a cutter to the bucket and just went through his hands, and it's a good thing for Bar Reeve because he's going to lay it in for two. Nonetheless, good hustle by Isaac Wagler.
Whitmer with it. Keyshawn still got it. Out to Hagen. Gladish. That's just an... Oh, that was a bad pass. I don't know how else to say it.
Action, And the thing you got to do there, you got to get a better angle, and you can't just put somebody on the block and stand there. You've got to screen away. You got to get some movement. It's too easy to defense for the opposing team. Got to get a little bit more movement.
We're down to a minute here in the quarter.
And they're going to get Isaac. No, they're going to get a timeout.
Wood Memorial's going to take a timeout. We'll go ahead and take one, too. 56 seconds left. Third quarter, 29-28. Wood Memorial leads it by one. Back to Wood Memorial after this 30-second timeout.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Back at Oakland City, 29-28. Wood Memorial by a point, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, 1 point. Barrieve has been better defensively. Still just can't get it going offensively, but there hasn't been a ton of possessions. The bad news, though, is you've got Keegan O'Neill and Austin Ainsco with three fouls. But Barrieve is speeding Wood Memorial up a little bit, so let's see if we can get a stop here.
Bartley going to set for three. Got it. 32-28, Wood Memorial by four again, 40 seconds left in the quarter.
Yeah, and that's the one guy you don't want to leave open for a three.
So 30 seconds left. Barrieve looks like they're going to take the last shot of the quarter. Keyshawn Whitmer with the basketball. We are down to 20. 15 now. Vikings getting set. Gladish has it on the right side. Isaac. Gabe. Going to set for a three at the buzzer. In and out. No good again. After three on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 32-28. Wood Memorial leads it by four. Back to Oakland City after this 1 minute timeout.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Fourth quarter. Starters back on the floor for the Vikings, Coach Doyle, but at some point, the ball has to go in the bucket.
Yeah, it really does. You need a good start here, the fourth quarter, and this quarter is all about toughness. Do you have the intestinal fortitude to go out, get stops, do what you need to offensively, make some shots?
And Gladish, clean pull-up jumper, no good. Good first set, missed shot, Wood Memorial ball.
Yeah, good look there for Gabe. Just couldn't get it to go down.
So Wood Memorial is going to try to take a little more time here, I'm guessing. Bartley's got it. Going to hand it back to Hunter. Ainsco going to get into a passing lane, pick it off, and they're going to get a timeout.
Good timeout there.
Coach Thompson going to take one. We'll take one, too. 7:04 left, 32-28. Wood Memorial leads by four. Back to Wood in 30 seconds.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete,
color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
32-28. Mark Reeve trails by four. They do have the basketball here. 7:04 left, Jeff Doyle.
Yeah, and Barry came out, got a good, had a good set, went to their senior, Gabe Gladish. So I think you're going to see a heavy dose of Gladish and O'Neal this quarter. I'd like to see us dump it down to Keegan, see if he can get something going down low.
Bryson Graber with it. Keegan with it. And he's going to be fouled before the shot. Barry going to get it on the baseline.
Yeah, that's one of those where you wish they would have just held onto their whistle a little bit longer because Keegan was getting ready to turn. And if not laid in, he was going to be going the line for two shots.
On the inbounds, Gladish going to set for a three. Got one, finally, 32-31.
5 points for Gabe Gladish, all coming here in the second half. And full court man-to-man, kind of token pressure here by Barry. They're going to settle back into a half-court man-to-man.
Bartley's got it. Over to Salmon. Wood Memorial trying to get organized. 6.5 minutes left here.
And this is, if you're Ains Cohen, O'Neal, you don't want to pick up that fourth foul, especially a cheap one reaching for the ball. And there's Bryson Graber will knock the ball out of bounds. It'll be side out of bounds for Wood Memorial.
So Wood Memorial with the basketball in front of their student section. Salmon with it way in the backcourt. He's checked by Isaac Wagler. Bartley's got it. Salmon. He's going to bounce it out. And in the lane, almost a travel on Wood Memorial. The Viking fans wanted it. Bartley is going to be fouled by Gabe Gladish on his way to the basket.
Just the fourth team foul for Barreve. That's Gabe's second of the night.
So it looks like a little 1-3-1 out of the inbounds here, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, I like, you know, changing it up here. See if we can get an easy one. You just don't want to give up a layup.
Bartley's got it. Going to skip it over. Salmon's got it. The Memorial really sped up right here, unable to get him to put it on the floor. There it's on the floor. Gladish going to pick it up. Here comes Gabe Gladish. Layup, got it. And they're going to get a foul on Wood Memorial, so Gladish going to go to the line looking for a three-point play.
Yeah, nice play there by Gabe Gladish. Went strong to the hole. Pretty good defense by Wood Memorial getting back, but I like Gabe's aggressiveness going straight to the bucket there. Drew the foul.
So Gabe at the free throw line looking to complete the three-point play. And he does, 34-32. Vikes by two, 5:17 left.
8 points for Gabe. And it looks like Barrio's going to go back to a man-to-man defense here with the lead.
Bartley. And they're going to get a blocking foul on Keegan O'Neal. And Bartley lays it in. And he's going to go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. And I thought that was out on the floor, Jeff Doyle.
Yeah, I did too. And I think they actually got Gabe on it. Let's see.
They called a block. That would have to be on Keegan. Yeah. Bartley got the free throw.
And that was just the one thing you didn't want to have happen is, you know, give up a three-point play.
Wood Memorial going to take a timeout. We'll take one, too. 5 minutes left, 35-34 Wood. Back in 1 minute.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
January is all about Jeeps at the Washington Chrysler Center as Jeep Days are back in full swing with great savings on all Jeep models. Choose from a large selection of new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokees arriving daily, the hottest seller on the block. Or how about the 2018 Jeep Renegade loaded with all the bells and whistles as low as $21,199? The new 2019 Jeep Latitude starts at $22,458 at unbelievable year-end clearance savings on all Jeep Wranglers. Jump on board and hold on in a new Jeep during Jeep Days in January at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Back at Wood Memorial, 5 minutes left in the game, 35-34, Wood Memorial will be Barre basketball.
Yeah, if you're Barre down here, I think, again, you're going to be going to Gabe Gladys or Keegan O'Neill. If we can get Keegan on the sill, let's give him the ball, let him go to work. They have nobody to match up with him down low. If that's not there, you know, go to Gabe Gladys, see if you can free him up for a three or maybe a drive towards the bucket.
Bryson. Gabe. Long triple. No good. And going to be saved by Wood Memorial. Almost a steal in the backcourt by Isaac. Almost a steal again. Here comes Wood Memorial. Barre fans wanting a travel. Looks like 1-3-1 this time. Maybe another travel. Bartley's got it now in the corner. It's just man-to-man, Jeff Doyle.
Yeah.
Bartley, layup, got it.
30-22 for Bartley.
37-34. Gladish going to be fouled on his way to the basket. Barre going to get it on the baseline with 4:13 left.
Yeah, after Barre took a two-point lead, five quick straight points by Paxton Bartley, and Wood Memorial regains the lead by three. Look at it.
And they're going to get a moving screen on Austin Ainsco. I don't know.
Well, I thought we had Keegan down low, and I think we missed him down there. We ran the out-of-bounds play. He wasn't there initially, but he was there a second later.
So 37-34, Wood Memorial with the basketball, 4 minutes left in the game. Barre 1-3-1 this time, Gladish going to pick it off. Layup, got it, 37-36, it's a one-point game.
And there's 10 points for Gabe Gladish. Barre's going to stay in this 1-3-1.
And Bryson going to pick one up this time. Going to go down, lay it up, got it. 38-37, Vikings by a point again.
And I think Barre's going to stay in this 1-3-1.
So 3 minutes and 20 seconds left now.
Bryson Graber's first 2 points of the game.
Ball's going to be deflected, Wood going to pick it up. Ball on the floor again, and out of bounds, last touch by Ainsco. Wood Memorial going to get it back. Quick 30-second timeout by Wood Memorial. We'll take another one. 3:10 left, 38-37 Vikings. Back to Wood Memorial in 30 seconds.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
38-37, Jeff Doyle.
Yeah, 38-37 will be Wood Memorial ball. Barre is going to be in this 1-3-1. And again, what we were talking about off the air, right now, the one person you don't want to get an open look is Paxton Bartley. You know, you're playing a zone defense, but you've got to be aware if he's in your area, you can't give an open three to him. Can't obviously give an open drive to the bucket to him, put him at the free throw line. So see if Barry can, and it looks like Barry's going to go back to their man-to-man defense, give him a different look. And they're going to trap the first pass and look to create something that way.
Bartley's got it. Gladish has checked him. Bartley in the corner. Salmon going to fire a three. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Keegan. Gets it off to Bryson. Here comes Barry with the basketball. 2.5 minutes left.
And let's see if we can get the ball into Keegan O'Neill.
Ainsco.
There he is on the seal. Layup for Keegan O'Neill. Nice play there. Good play call.
40-37. Vikes by three.
Keegan's first 2 points of the second half. Could have came at a better time.
It looks like 1-3-1 this time here, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, 1-3-1, and you better find Bartley. Don't give him an open three.
The Memorial with it. And almost stepping out of bounds. Wood Memorial going to take another timeout. They've got to be close to being out. It's a full timeout. We'll take one, too. 2 minutes left exactly, 40-37. Vikings by three. Back to Oakland City after this 1 minute timeout.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Brighten up your
back
day
at
with chuckles. Get more.
Wood Memorial, 40-37, Vikes by three. 2 minutes left in the game, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, if you ever needed a defensive stop, this is where you want it. Up three. It's been the first quarter since they had a two-possession lead, and they're going to get a ticky. They're going to get a foul on Bar Eve there. I don't know if it's on Ainsco or...
That's on Austin Ainsco. And that is...
That's number five.
That's it for Austin Ainsco. And that's going to put Wood Memorial in the bonus.
And I didn't see what Austin did there, but...
Just a little reach.
Okay, so if you reach with four fouls, you got to know, hey, I've got four fouls. I am not reaching because... You put the referee in a position to make that call. Now it's 1-1. Bar Eve has a chance. You need a good box out here.
Parks free throw. Got it. 40-38.
Park is 2-3 of the night at the free throw line. He has 2 points.
Second one short. Rebounded by Isaac. Gets it off to Bryson. Let's see what Barry tries to do with 2 minutes.
Wood Memorial with only 14 fouls. It looks like Barry is going to spread it out a little bit.
Hagen Knepp out to Gladish. Minute 40. Hagen. Bryson.
And here, if you break down the defense, you got to take that layup if they give it to you.
Gabe Gladish. We're under a minute and a half. Out to Isaac. Keegan back out to Gabe. Minute 20. Isaac. And ball going to be on the floor. And they're getting an offensive foul. I don't know. I just don't know. Wood going to get it back.
Well, it was just one of those, you just didn't need it. Isaac was trying to break down his guy. You know, I don't know if it was a charge or not. Minute 14 here, just need a defensive stop. Barry's going to go man-to-man.
So here comes Bartley with the basketball. Wood Memorial, dribble handoff, Salmon. Bartley's got it, checked by Gladish. Bartley going to rise up, fire a three, air ball. And Barrie going to get it back with 55 seconds.
Now Wood Memorial can be very aggressive. They only have 14 fouls.
Isaac's got it, back to Bryson. And Bryson going to be fouled. That's team foul number 5 on Wood Memorial. So Barry 2 away from the bonus. 50.8 seconds left.
Yes.
40-38. Bryson's got it in the backcourt. And Bryson going to be fouled with 49 seconds. So Barry getting ready to head to the bonus if they can just handle the ball a little bit.
Yeah, and this is where you want Gabe Gladish to come get the ball. You want that senior going to the free throw line. You know, you got several of those guys out there that can knock down free throws, but you know, Gabe's the one that I think you'd like to see get fouled here.
Gabe with it. Going to step through the trap. And Barrie going to take a timeout as Gladish got himself stuck. And I think Gabe was waiting to get fouled. He almost waited too long.
Yeah, good use of timeouts there by Barrie. And we still have several timeouts left. I believe 2 timeouts left for us, 1 for Wood Memorial, 41.5 seconds. Next foul, Barrie is in the bonus. So we'll see what Coach Thompson draws up here. Obviously, you're not going to shoot the ball unless you get an obvious layup. But you've got to be aggressive. They're going to overplay you. You've got to go towards the rim and take those layups if you can get it. If you get that layup, then you get that 2-possession lead, and that's the one thing we haven't had since the first quarter.
Yeah, it has just been a night with no offensive rhythm, and Vikings are hanging on here so far, 40-38 with 41.5 seconds left.
Well, in the second half, I've been scrolling through John Harrell, and the one thing where Wood Memorial has been good this year, they've been good at home. Now, they did have a couple poor showings against Pike Central, to Princeton at home. But other than that, they've had a couple one-point losses. They beat they got beat by 2 by Evansville Day, beat North Posey here. So they've had some success at home. So they do play well at home.
40-38, Vikings with the basketball. Gladish going to go to the backcourt to get it. Gabe taking his time. Just crossing over to Hagen. Hagen Knepp going to be fouled with 32.4, and the freshman will go to the line.
Jensen Whitmer has had some action tonight. This will be his first trip to the free throw line for the 6'3 freshman.
The lefty bounces it. Free throw up. And it rolls out. No good. Wood Memorial with another chance. 30 seconds left. Bartley's got it. Coming up on 20 seconds. He's guarded by Gladish. And his shot in the lane got it. 15 seconds left. We're tied. Here comes Bryson Graber. Gladish has it. Gets it back. Hagen Knapp going to take a jumper. Rolls out, but no good. Coach Josh Thompson going to take a timeout. 4.8 left.
And Barry will have the ball underneath their own bucket. So I think you'll see something going to Keegan O'Neill here. I think he'll draw up some play. You got plenty of time. 4.8. Let's see if we can get something into Keegan. Or maybe he's going to be the decoy and you get somebody on the backside screen. On the weak side.
I don't know. What are you drawing up here, Coach Doyle? Keeping it simple?
Yeah, I think I'm getting it simple. I'm not just going to throw up a lob to Keegan. I'm going to try to see if he can get it, seal his guy, get the ball into him, see if he can win it. But I think that's your best bet. But you got plenty of time. 4.8 is an eternity.
So 4.8 seconds left. We are tied at 40. Wood Memorial with a shot in the lane by Paxson Bartley with 15 seconds left. And Bar-Eve had a good look. Hagen Neff had about a 14-footer from the elbow that rolled in and out, but Josh Thompson had called a timeout prior to the shot, so that is a break for the Vikings. So here we go on the inbounds. Bryson Graber. Isaac Wagler going to set for three at the buzzer. No good. Hagen Knapp going to be fouled with .4 on the rebound. I didn't realize how much time, and I think the call me crazy, Jeff Doyle, I think the scoreboard may have been a little slow.
I think it was slow, too, because I was waiting for that buzzer to go off. And, boy, we'll take it. Hagen's got two free throws. Let's see. Let's get this first one, Hagen.
Hagen at the free throw line. Chance to win it. And he does. 41-40. .4.
The only thing you cannot do is get a block call on you running the baseline. You don't want anybody on the ball.
You missed the free throw right here.
Yep.
Simple as that. And Wood Memorial going to take a timeout. And it's going to be their last one. And not only that, but I think this brings missing into the equation.
Yeah, you definitely have to miss this one. You definitely don't, because you do not have time. You're out of timeouts now. Wood Memorial's out of timeouts. So Barry was going to call the timeout, but the coach from Coach George beat him to the punch. So now you just miss it. Take everybody off the line. There's no way you can do anything. So you pull everybody off the line, miss the free throw, make sure you hit the rim, and then game's over.
Yep.
That's what you do.
Yep. Pretty simple. But I've heard many people say over the years how hard it is to intentionally miss a free throw.
It is, and sometimes in these occasions you bank it in accidentally.
And that's what a lot of situations run into.
What's that?
So 41-40. Vikings by a point. Hagen Knapp at the line.
And Bar-Eve does have everybody off the lane. And so let's see if Hagen's just going to try to miss it.
And he tried to, and he does. And Wood Memorial going to pick it up, and that's going to do it. Well, the Vikings escape tonight. And they win it. 41-40. They get out of town and set up that Buggy Bowl clash for tomorrow night. Well, Bar-Eve moves to 12-2 on the season. And it'll be a short turnaround, but the double weekend continues tomorrow night. Vikings make enough plays, and they hang on and win it. A Hagen Knapp free throw with .4 wins it for the Vikings. We're going to go ahead and take this post-game timeout, and when we come back, we'll have all of the post-game show. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game, final statistics, and a visit from the coach, Josh Thompson, all that and more. Vikings win it tonight, 41-40. Back to Wood Memorial after this 1-minute timeout.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Daviess County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barre Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barre Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Helping small plants, animals, and people grow is the essence of farming. Nationwide knows farmers do right by their land, livestock, and crops. It's what you do. Your local agent is here to help partnering with the number one farm insurer in the nation, Nationwide. We stand for you. This is Mary Hathaway at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today for a free quote at 812-254-1987.
Nationwide Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back at Wood Memorial, Jeff Doyle, 41-40 Vikings. Barre gets out of town with the win.
Yeah, they sure do. You know, the difference, Barre was outscored the first three quarters, not by much, by 1 point the first quarter, by two the second quarter, and by one the third quarter. Trailing by four going in the last quarter, Barre outscores Wood Memorial 13-8 to hold on for a 41-40 victory. For the scoring for the Barre Vikings, they were led in scoring tonight by Gabe Gladish and Isaac Wagler, both with 10 points. Gabe had all 10 of his points in the second half. Gabe had a three-point bucket, 3 2-point buckets, and a free throw for his 10 points. Isaac had all 10 of his points on 5 2-pointers, 0-2 of the line. Austin Ainsco with 6 points on 3 2-point field goals. Keegan O'Neill also with 6 points on 3 2-point field goals. And then Quentin Yoder had 6 points. Quentin got his on 2 2-point field goals, 2 of 4 of the line for his 6 points. Hagen Knepp with the game-winning free throw. His only point of the game as Hagen picked up Isaac Wagler's missed three-point shot. He was fouled with 4.4 tenths of a second, was able to hit the first one, intentionally missed the second one. Hagen with 1 point was 1 of 3 at the free throw line. Bryson Graber had a big bucket late in the game for his 2 points. Wood Memorial was led in scoring tonight by their senior forward, Paxton Barley. Bartley had 24 points. He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 two-point field goals. He had a three-pointer, and he also had 5 free throws for his 24 points. Harden Hunter had 4 points for the senior, 5'11 senior. He had 4 points. Salmon was 1 of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. Logan Keeker had 7 points on 2 2-point field goals and a three-pointer. Colton Page with the field goal for 2 points. And then Griffin Park was 2 of 4 from the free throw line for 2 points. I talked about this a little bit earlier, but I'll give the rundown again. The quarter scoring, Wood Memorial had a 12-11 lead after the first quarter. Second quarter saw Wood Memorial outscore Barre 11-9 for a 23-20 halftime advantage. Third quarter also belonged to Wood Memorial as they bested Barre 9-8. But the fourth quarter was the Vikings' quarter. They outscore Wood Memorial 13-8 for a 41-40 victory.
All right, Coach Doyle, a little bit of hardware to pass out. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. Who do you like?
I'm going Isaac Wagler and Gabe Gladish. I'm going with the two seniors. Isaac got his scoring going early in the first half when Barre didn't have a lot of scoring going. He had 6 first-half points, kind of helped Barre stay very close to Wood Memorial, didn't make the margin any wider. Isaac had a lot of deflections tonight. And then Gabe Gladish was shut out the first half. The second half he had 10 second-half points. He also drew the defensive matchup with Bartley. While Bartley still ended up with 24 points, I felt like he made him earn it. And I just felt like Gabe's a shooter. You know, Gabe didn't shoot really well from the three-point line, but Gabe has that knack. Even if he's missed 4 or 5, he's going to continue to shoot it. And he usually makes a big one, and he made a very big one tonight. So we're going to go with Gabe Gladish and Isaac Wagler.
Gabe Gladish, Isaac Wagler tonight's Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Players of the Game. Come see why a Dobson deal is a better deal. Well, What do we got to do better tomorrow night, Coach Doyle?
Well, I think there's a couple things. Now, and there was a lot of shots that we missed that just went in and out. You know, you don't expect that's going to happen, but I felt like we got stagnant offensively. I think we're just getting in the habit of coming down, getting the ball on one side, throwing the ball inside when it's not really there. There hasn't been any movement. And it might be there, but our post guy is, you know, he's 2 or 3 feet off the block. So I think we got to reverse the ball a couple times, get a little bit more ball movement. I like that we're putting an emphasis on getting the ball inside because that's where it needs to go. And then, obviously, we hit 1 3-pointer tonight. You know, that's something that, you know, we've got to shoot the ball better. And then I think defensively, we got out to the lead. We started missing shots, and then Wood Memorial kind of found their groove. And then I didn't think our defense was very good at times tonight. We gave straight line drives to the goal. Didn't do a good job of sliding their feet at times. Second half, particularly fourth quarter, we were able to get in our 1-3-1 trap and do a better job on the weak side. You know, reading where that next pass is going, get some deflection. So, it's a tough game. You know, these kids, they're kids. They're 17, 18-year-old, 16-year-old, 15-year-old kids. And, you know, they read, they come in, seeing that Wood Memorial is coming into tonight, they were 3-9. You know, I'm sure they were looking at that. But that's where your leaders on the team have got to get us ready to play. I thought we were kind of ready to play, but I didn't think we had that enthusiasm. Now, tomorrow's a big game. That's kind of understandable, but you can't have too many nights like this. So I think we'll learn from this, and we get to learn with it while winning the game.
All right. Well, Coach Josh Thompson has made his way up. And the Vikings win it tonight, 41-40. And Coach Thompson, this is one of those nights where you get the win and you get out of town.
Yeah, it's good. It's a short, quick trip back up the interstate because we sure as heck didn't play basketball very well tonight. I'm really disappointed in our effort, disappointed in our approach. That's all the way from me all the way through the kids. I just felt like our approach to playing basketball was not very good tonight.
It was obviously, you've got a great athlete, a great player in Paxson Bartley to contend with. But I felt like, when the offense went cold and it allowed Wood Memorial to use a little bit of that delay, and it just made it a really interesting ball game.
Well, and again, we try to speed them up, but you know, we got guys out of position, guys not talking, communicating, and then the worst thing of all, being slow. And there's no reason to be slow. And we had some guys that I thought Keyshawn came in and gave us some really good minutes, especially defensively, got us in our offense. I really was pleased with his play tonight off the bench. And obviously Hagan made a big hustle play there after a missed field goal there by Isaac. I thought Isaac's defensive effort was pretty good. I thought Gabe's defensive effort was pretty good there in the second half, guarding Paxson. But again, when you're trying to speed teams up and you got a guy standing 12 feet away just staring at him, it's pretty hard to track.
How much of that do you think, Coach, is, tomorrow night you got a nationally televised game, basically the Buggy Bowl? I mean, I know that's not an excuse, but certainly it seems like one eye may be on tomorrow.
Well, again, there's no excuse for that. I mean, it is what it is, and we're trying to win a conference championship, and we come down here with this type of focus and effort. And we talk about all week about the things that we needed to do, and we did the exact opposite in the first half. And I don't buy that looking forward to tomorrow. If our guys are doing that, then they're, again, disrespecting an opponent. And that's not something that we're going to do. And we're going to show up ready to play tomorrow night. We got to have better effort, better focus.
What do we got to do to get ready for tomorrow night?
Well, we got to guard. I mean, we got to actually have some guys that for 32 minutes want to get down in the stance and get their butt down and commit to traps when we trap and stay in front of a guy, whether we're man-to-man or we're in some type of a zone. Just like in the first half, we're trying to trap in our press, and they throw down the sideline, and I'm not kidding you, and not trying to, you know, candy coat things, but my son's down there shooting baskets right now, and the way we were defending, I think he could have got to the rim on us. And again, that's not just our players' fault. That's everybody. If guys aren't going to do that, then we're going to have to find guys that are going to step out there and play defense.
Well, Coach, Vikings do get out of here tonight, 41-40. Big night tomorrow night. I'll let you get your other media responsibilities done, and we will catch you tomorrow.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Sparty basketball coach Josh Thompson. Vikings win it tonight, 41-40. Well, join us again tomorrow. It's going to be a double dip of Viking action. First, it's going to be the Bar Eve girls at home taking on Pike Central. Varsity airtime is going to be about 1:15. And right after that, Buggy Bowl action tomorrow night at the Cougar Den. It's on it. Tomorrow night is actually tomorrow afternoon. We'll have about airtime between 4 and 4:10, 4:15, depending on what the schedule is up there at the Cougar Den in the Buggy Bowl, Bar Eve and North Davies. Viking JV did win tonight, 46-19, and they moved to 10-1 on the season, so congratulations to those guys. Well, that's going to do it. Vikings win it tonight here at Wood Memorial, 41-40. I'd like to thank my partner and my boss, Jeff Doyle, and for Jake back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. I'm Mike DeCourcy. Vikings win 41-40. We'll talk to you all day tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Bar Reeve. Vikings. This concludes coverage of Bar Reeve Sports on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV.
Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.